If you're interested in listening ad-free, go to patreon.com/drnosleep. There you can enjoy my ad-free podcast and never have to listen to ads again. That's patreon.com/drnosleep. Now time for the story.
Dr. Nosleep.
You know when you can tell a girl is struggling to keep eye contact with you, as if your confidence has a gravitational pull? For my ex-girlfriend, it was my nose. I never liked the idea of dating apps. They felt superficial, and I couldn't see myself getting to know somebody online. But I got tired of the faces around me, and desperation soon set in. So I downloaded one. At first, I just found it fun to swipe on people. But then I came across a girl that caught my eye. She was tall, with long blonde hair. Her body was full of curves, and her soft smile had my attention. We'll call her Ashley. Ashley was close to my age, only about a year or two older, and we had similar interests. Her bio had some cheesy hook line, something like, "I'm looking for my dream guy. Could that be you?" I found it stupidly charming, so I swiped right. I thought I'd be ignored or have to wait to see if she swiped back, but it immediately said we matched, and then suddenly she was typing. It was all happening so fast. "Hey." "Hi." From there, it was wincing small talk that I won't drag you through. But we eventually broke the ice and really got into a flow of conversation. She was so passionate about the things she loved, it impressed me. "I'd love to talk to you more about it, but maybe we could save the rest of this conversation for a date. Do you like coffee?" she asked. I was stunned for a moment, as if getting asked out on a date on a dating app was shocking. But I didn't want it to end, so I agreed, and we planned to meet up at this coffee shop. For once, I was feeling optimistic about my dating life. When I got to the coffee shop, I realized I got there before her. I bit my lip and tapped the table as I anxiously waited. The worry of being stood up grew inside me. But that was quickly squashed as I heard the bell above the door ring. I turned and saw her walk in, her gaze scanning the room. Her brows raised a bit when I caught her eye. She smiled at me and I smiled back, watching as she walked towards me.
"I am so sorry I'm late. My cat fucking puked on my rug, of all places."
"No, don't worry about it," I chuckled.
"Is it okay?"
"Yeah. I think he just ate something off the floor. But enough of that. Hi," she sighed with relief.
"Hi."
We kind of just smiled at each other for a moment, our eyes locked, until I realized they weren't. My eyes were on hers, but she was staring at my nose. A few seconds went by in awkward silence before she got out of her trance and started talking.
"Do you want me to go up and order, or..."
"No. No, you stay here. I'll be right back," I said.
"I should have exact cash," she said.
"I'll pay. Don't worry about it."
"No, please. Let me pay for my drink."
"I'm serious. It's okay. Let me treat you," I insisted.
"Thank you,"
she smiled warmly.
"Don't sweat it. What do you want?"
I smirked back. I practically needed to write down her order on my phone. It was ridiculously long.
"Here's your concoction," I teased.
"And what did you get?"
"I like it black."
Her face scrunched in disgust.
"What? That's so bitter," she said.
"It's natural."
"Sure,"
she chuckled. We sipped our coffees as we continued our conversation from last time, as promised. But when I was talking, I caught her doing it again. She was ogling my nose. For some backstory, it was broken and never properly fixed, so I have a bit of a bump. But it just looks like I have a genetically bumpy nose bridge, and it's nothing special to be staring at it for minutes on end.
"Do I have a booger or something?"
Her brows raised, blood rushing to her face.
"Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. It's just noticeable. I'm fucking this up so badly, aren't I? Not enough that I can't stay and save it,"
I mumbled to myself.
"I'm sorry. It's fine. It's a bit of a story, actually."
She raised a curious brow.
I was about 6 or 7 years old, I think. I was roughhousing in the pool with my cousin, and he got out, jumped on top of me, and pretty much demolished my face. My nose was bleeding like a faucet. Damn, must have hurt like a bitch. It felt like a broken bone, that's for sure. I laughed, sipping my coffee. Well, I think it's cute.
I smiled with a bit of recoil in my expression.
Thanks.
I didn't understand why my nose was such a hot topic of conversation, so I quickly moved past it. We got back on track, talking even after our drinks were long empty. Suddenly, she quickly glanced at her phone and then looked back up at me.
I would love to stay here until this place closes, but my cat will eat my couch apart if I'm gone for this long. That's okay. We had a good time. I think so, at least.
I smiled warmly.
I did too,
she replied.
Would you like to have another good time sometime soon? Maybe a restaurant? Yeah, I'd love that,
she said.
I'm sick of these apps. What's your number?
She pulled a pen out and jotted it down on a cafe napkin. She handed it to me with a smile.
I'll text you when I get back,
I told her. She nodded, standing up to hug me goodbye.
Again, thank you for the coffee,
she said.
Like I said, don't sweat it.
I watched as she walked out the door, my eyes locked on her till she disappeared in the distance. When I got home, I landed back first onto my bed, my head fluttering like I was in love. I felt stupid for liking her this much this fast, but it was the best first date of my life. The nose thing was still on my mind, but my yearning brain shoved it aside. It was odd, but it wasn't that serious to me at the time. We went on another date, then another, then another. Then she was sleeping overnight in my bed, and then about a month later, she was mine, and I was hers. I hate to be one of those sappy, insufferable couples, but it was hard not to be. It felt like heaven with her. I didn't care if it was too good to be true. I'd take a lifetime of heartbreak for a minute of this feeling. After the honeymoon phase wilted like a flower, it didn't take long for the glass to crack a bit. Nothing that was worth breaking up over, but things you learn that make you realize how much you don't know somebody until you really know them. One morning, we woke up facing each other, soft smiles stretching on our faces as we first saw each other through blurry vision, until I realized that, once again, she wasn't looking at me. She was looking at my fucking nose. My smile quickly fell as I glanced away uncomfortably, as she began looking me in the eye with concern.
What? Is everything okay? Why do you look at me like that? What? Like what? My nose. I get I look like a fucking troll because of it, but you don't need to make it more obvious. Sorry that it's so distracting. What? No, no, I wasn't. I didn't mean to. Ashley, this isn't the first time. Just tell me if it's a turnoff or something. It's not. I just have a thing for flaws. I like looking at it.
Flaws.
Was that supposed to be a compliment?
I laughed in disbelief.
Yes, I'm serious. So am I.
I threw off the blanket and quickly got dressed.
Honey, wait. Are you talking to me or my nose? Because he's leaving too. Please, come back to bed. I have shit to do. No, you don't.
I whipped around with daggers in my eyes.
Why are you being so fucking weird? I'm not. Yes, you are. Look, I'm not judging you for any interests, but I'm allowed to be uncomfortable with them if it has to do with me. So cut it out before I cut this off.
My words instilled fear in her eyes, although I knew they were nearly hollow. I wasn't going to break up with her, but I wasn't going to let myself be treated the way I had in the past. I didn't let her frown and puppy dog eyes hook me back into bed as I crammed my shoes on and left. That night, I vented to a friend about it over the phone.
She wants to, like, fuck my nose or something.
Ew,
he chuckled.
Everything else has been amazing, though. It's just that.
Have you spoken to her about it?
Kinda. It was more of a fight.
She sounds like a great girl. Just set some boundaries. Let her know where you stand.
Thanks for the advice,
I said.
All right, gotta run.
Thanks again.
Of course, anytime. Bye.
Bye. I dropped my phone on my lap and sighed deeply as I dazed off. This kink of hers wasn't a deal breaker, but I needed to cross a line. Later that night, I rang her doorbell, planning what to say in my head as I waited at the door. Her eyes widened a bit when she opened it. She was tongue-tied for a moment.
Hey,
I squeezed out.
Hi, can we talk?
Yeah, come in.
I awkwardly stepped inside, my eyes darting towards the faded puke stain on the rug. I pursed my lips and swallowed roughly before I turned to her.
I love you, and I need you to respect my boundaries. I'm not trying to shame you for anything, but it's just not my thing, okay? Why are you making me out to be some fetishist? Am I not allowed to appreciate every part of you? It's not really every part of me when it's just my nose. You don't even look me in the fucking eyes most of the time. I'm sorry, but it's weird. It's fucking weird. Look, if you're insecure, don't. This isn't about that. I'm asking such a simple fucking request, and you're fighting with me. Because it's stupid. If it's so stupid, then just stop it. It's not that fucking hard. Why is it so fucking hard for you?
That question caught her tongue as she stuttered for a moment.
Okay, I'll stop. I promise. I'll stop.
She walked over and cupped my beating red face, kissing me on the forehead.
And I love you too.
She smiled weakly as she pulled away. But she was doing it again, or at least trying not to. Her eyes would shift, and then she'd yank them back up. I just didn't understand. Looking back, maybe it was something so stupid to be that heated about, but I just wanted a girl to look at me for me. But being with her felt good, way more than it hurt. So I let it go and trusted her word. And it worked. She stopped. For once, I felt like she was really looking at me. As time passed, things between us got more serious, to the point that I asked her to move in with me. She was ecstatic. One day, when I was helping her pack, I made a discovery.
How about these, old mittens? Toss,
she shouted from the other room. She was cleaning out the bathroom as I dealt with her bedroom. As I dug through a drawer, I found a diary buried underneath. I'm not really a nosy person, no pun intended, but I felt like I had to do some digging, maybe find something embarrassing to tease her about. But when I opened it, each page flip only made me more unnerved. My dream guy was written in cursive above a drawing of a man. It was very detailed, yet fuzzy at the same time, like she couldn't get it just right. When I flipped the page, it was another drawing of him, messier this time, though. Where did you go, Darren? Where can I find you, other than in my wildest dreams? My brows furrowed as I flipped another page. This one was covered in multiple attempts at drawing facial features and limbs. Scribbles were all over the page. Why are you fading? I can't see you. Why can't I see you? I need to see you. I need to. Why did you leave? Come back, please.
Did you finish in there?
She shouted. My head whipped towards the door. My throat knotted.
Almost. Just trying to make it all fit. Do you need help? No, I'm good. Thanks, though.
I turned back to the diary, scanning the pages with my gaze. Then, I noticed the attempts at drawing a nose. It looked exactly like mine, and I mean to a T. Tears welled in my eyes as I realized I was a fucking rebound for whoever Darren was, and she was very clearly not over him, and maybe even obsessed.
Did you make it all fit?
I nearly shrieked as she spoke from my doorway, my body jolting violently. I clamped the book shut before I could see any more pages, before standing up and letting it dangle awkwardly in my hand.
Yeah,
I mumbled. We stared at each other for a moment. One of the few times she looked me in the eye. Except this time it was out of fear.
What you got there?
She asked anxiously.
I just found it while cleaning. I didn't mean to be invasive.
Did you look at it?
For the first time in my entire relationship, I was scared of her. Scared of what she could do to me. I couldn't tell if honesty would get me killed, or lying would get me killed.
Yeah, and I'm sorry. I shouldn't have. What'd you see?
Suddenly, anger boiled inside me.
I saw the man that I'm fucking rebounding for, actually. Darren, right?
I watched the color drain from her face.
Danny, it's not like that. Then what's it like, Ashley? Tell me, please. Do I remind you of him? Did my stupid fucking broken nose make you feel at home? I knew there was something weird about it. About you. It's not like that.
She hissed through her teeth.
Then fucking explain yourself. You just kept drawing him. Him and his features are everywhere. You're obsessed. Why'd you date me if you're this hooked on somebody else? Because. You know what? Save it. I'm done. Wait!
She quickly stepped towards me as I tried to walk out.
Don't. Please. You can't leave. Please. I love you. I need you.
She pleaded as she grabbed my arm.
Just shut up and let me go. Stop making this harder than it needs to be.
My fear grew as her grip got tighter. She refused to let me go.
I need you. I need you.
Tears welled in her eyes as I froze for a moment, our eyes locked, until I realized they were once again not, and she was staring at my nose.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Who are you? Please! Ashley, let me go. Please, you can't go! Ashley, please, let go.
Her grip somehow got even tighter as tears streamed down her face, so I rushed forward and pushed her away. She fell to the ground. Before she could catch up, I ran as fast as I could. Adrenaline carried me at lightning speed. When I got home, I quickly locked the door behind me and collapsed onto my bed. Why me? I felt. Why did I need to fall in love with a fucking weirdo? I spent the next few days cooped up in my apartment, hearing nothing from her since that night. I felt stupid for falling so hard, so fast. But it was so good, until it wasn't. I tried to shed the skin that she touched, get her off my mind. But I just couldn't believe it. I never got to hear it from the horse's mouth. But that was her choice. She refused to tell me. I was also shocked that she wasn't blowing my phone up. Maybe she realized how scary she actually was. Or she thought I was gonna crawl back. I couldn't say I wouldn't have. One night, I opened the dating app we met on and read our conversations over and over again. I could hear her saying everything, a tear streaming down my cheek as I read it. Eventually, I decided to block her, a spark of regret igniting within me as the chat log vanished. I sighed deeply and wiped my tears. Fuck her, I thought. I decided to quit whimpering about her and put myself back out there. I was done with serious relationships, but flings couldn't hurt. So after blocking her, I began swiping. Pretty much just swiping right on everyone to see if they could give me the validation I didn't want to admit I desired. After going through a few profiles, one of them caught my eye, and I froze when I realized it was her. How could it be her? Then I noticed something else. Haley, read the name on her profile. But it was her. I knew it was her. Same age, same interest, and the same bio. I'm looking for my dream guy. Could that be you? My brows furrowed as I read it, continuously looking over the entire profile to make sense of it. It had to be a catfish or something. Why would she make an identical account with a different name? I shouldn't have cared as much as I did, but I needed to prove it. I needed to know she did really love me. So I quickly scavenged the internet for a picture of a guy with a nose like mine, soon finding one from some Instagram account. I signed up for a new account and added multiple pictures of him. Then, to really test it, I wrote a polar opposite list of interests to her, things that I know would turn her off. I snickered as I wrote, "Not a cat person." When everything else was finished, all I needed was a name. I pondered for a moment, my finger hovering over the keyboard. until I felt a light bulb illuminate above my head. Darren. After the account was finished, I quickly began swiping. Soon enough, I found her. I took a deep breath before swiping right, and was instantly hit with a "you matched" animation. I scoffed in disbelief. "Hey," she messaged. I turned off my phone, slamming it face down as I held back tears. I regretted it so much, but I was also glad I knew. She was just looking for him in new faces. But I still wondered, why a nose? Such an odd feature to fixate on. Whatever it was, I couldn't care anymore. She clearly didn't love me. No point in wasting any more energy on her. I deleted the account and the app too. I cried myself to sleep. Suddenly, in the middle of the night, I shot up at the sound of a creaking door. I blinked rapidly, my sight coated by the pitch black darkness. I quickly felt around my room for the lamp switch. When I felt the chain in my hand, I yanked it, and as it illuminated the room, it revealed an all-black clothed woman standing in my bedroom doorway. My eyes bulged open as I shrieked in terror. I attempted to throw myself off the bed, but she dashed towards me and pounced. I thrashed around as she attempted to pin me down. She clamped my mouth with a wet cloth, my screams taking in deep inhales of whatever soaked it. Suddenly, my fighting limbs slowed to a stop, dropping next to me as my vision blurred. As I faded into unconsciousness, I looked into her eyes, and that's all I needed to know. Those were her eyes, the ones that never looked back, and even now, they still didn't. My brain pounded around in my skull as I felt myself regain consciousness. My eyes slowly opened, my vision blurry as my heavy head hung. I blinked slowly, looking around in a daze. I found myself duct taped to a chair as I wriggled my arms and legs, but there was no use. It was too tight. Reality quickly set in, panic following immediately after. "Help! Help me! Please!" My pleas echoed throughout what appeared to be some cold, abandoned basement. Then, my eyes darted towards the staircase a few feet from me as a door at the top opened.
"Oh, good. You're awake. And don't bother. Nobody can hear you."
I followed Ashley with my gaze as she walked towards a table at the other side of the room.
"Why?"
I sobbed, dropping my head.
"What do you want?" "You know what I want. You always have,"
she said as she jotted something down in that diary.
"But why? Did you do this to Darren too? Are you feeling guilty or something? You can cut my nose off. Keep it as a fucking souvenir. I don't care. Just please don't kill me,"
I sobbed. She let out a soft chuckle before closing the diary. I stared at her in confusion, tears streaming down my face. Then, she turned to me.
"I don't need it, silly. Darren does."
My puzzled glare pierced through her.
What? Is he here?" "He is here, in this very room."
I glanced around the empty room. There was nothing but the table and the contents on it.
I don't understand. Why are you doing this to me?" "He's up here."
She pressed her fingertips against the sides of her temples with wide eyes, a dropped jaw and a smile. She looked absolutely manic.
But soon, he'll be here with me, where he belongs. He doesn't belong trapped up here, Danny. Don't you agree?"
I slowly nodded out of fear for my life.
"I'll never forget the first time that I met him. The first time I dreamed of him. He came down like an angel from above, perfectly imperfect. But as his tender lips reached for mine, I was cruelly woken up. I couldn't let go of him. I needed him. And he's almost here, thanks to you. He will be here."
Then, in that moment, it all clicked. Darren wasn't real. He never was. He was literally her dream guy. But why take my nose? What was she going to gain?
"You're fucking insane. Why are you telling me all of this?"
The insane smile fell from her face as she turned to me with daggered eyes. I swallowed roughly as she glared at me.
"Because you won't live to repeat it. My nose doesn't make me him. I'm not him, and I never will be."
She began maniacally laughing to herself.
"Way to assume you're so fucking important. Who said I needed you?" Whatever. I'm done wasting my time. Wait, wait, wait.
I pleaded as she walked over to the table and lifted up a bone saw. I trembled in fear as the yellow light reflected off of it.
Please! I don't want to die! Please!
I screeched as tears poured down my face. I vigorously shook around as she kneeled in front of me.
Stop fucking moving!
She hissed, gripping my face and yanking it straight. I squeezed my eyes shut as she pressed the blade around the side of my nose, attempting to find the right angle. Then, I opened my eyes, looking directly into hers.
If you're going to kill me, look at me while you do it.
She ignored me as I distracted her.
I said look me in the fucking eyes, you fucking coward!
She pulled back and backhanded me across the face. My cheek lit up in flames as she paced around the room.
Why are you making this so fucking hard?
I winced as she screamed in my face, her spit splashing against my stinging cheek.
I'm not making this hard. You are. I know you can't do it. You can't fucking look at me and do it. You never could. You can't tell me those months meant nothing to you, that I wasn't more than just a piece of your delusion. Admit it. Fucking admit it. Shut up, shut up, shut up!
She pounded her fist against her head as she broke out into a full-blown tantrum. I couldn't tell if I was about to break her or make her decapitate me instead. Then, she began storming up the stairs, the old wood bending beneath her pounding steps. I winced as she slammed the door, her stampeding movements right above me. I could hear her talking, rambling about something I couldn't make out. But I didn't have time to waste deciphering it. I needed to get the fuck out. I first attempted to break each cuff, but the force alone wasn't enough. I needed something sharp. Then, I had an idea. I leaned towards my left wrist, my muscles straining as I attempted to get my mouth to the tape. I held in groans as my body ached and begged me to stop, but it was my only chance. I opened my mouth and attempted to hook my bottom canine under the tape. My eyes darted back and forth between the tape and the door as I prayed she'd stay up there to give me enough time. I choked down groans as I continuously plucked at the tape with my tooth. Then, after getting it just far enough, I tore away as hard as possible, leaving a tear in it. A glimmer of hope stretched across my face as I quickly pulled back to regain strength before reaching down again. Then, I began using my front teeth to tear the gap open wider. I could only get it so far, and the rest relied on my own strength. I glanced at the door again, hearing her pace and ramble upstairs. After drawing a deep breath, I began lifting my wrist with all my might. My skin turned white as the pressure blocked any blood flow, but it was working. Adrenaline coursed through me as the duct tape slowly split. I began drawing in rapid breaths as it finally snapped, laughing to myself in disbelief that it worked. Then, I quickly undid the other cuff, and then the tape around my ankles. When I stood up, I nearly collapsed to the ground as my weak knees buckled beneath me. My body was still weak from the drugs in my system. I needed to make as little noise as possible, so I slowly stood on my wobbling legs and tiptoed around. I checked the table, but there were no other surgical tools.
Fuck.
I was free, but I had no defense. I then considered pretending to still be trapped and catch her by surprise, but it was too risky. Time was ticking and I needed a plan. Then, I looked over at the staircase. It was wooden, one of those that has gaps in between each step. Suddenly, I had a plan. I quickly made my way under the staircase, crouching in the dark. Mere minutes later, she finally opened the door. I raised my hands, my heart pounding in my ears as I attempted to control my breaths.
You know, Danny, you almost got me.
I could tell she realized I was gone. That's when she began running down the steps, right into my trap. When her leg was in arm's reach, I grabbed her ankle, causing her to trip and crash jaw first onto the staircase. I quickly ran out from underneath, and before she could get up, I stomped her head. Blood sprang across the concrete floor as the step below her snapped in half. I flew past her and up the stairs, nearly tripping over my own 2 feet. I threw the door open and slammed it behind me, locking it with a shaking hand. My wide eyes darted around the room. It seemed to be an abandoned house. As I ran around and searched for the exit, I entered what appeared to be what was once a kitchen. It was then that I realized who she was talking to and what her plan really was. I glared in horror at the body that laid across a rotting dinner table. It was Darren, or what was supposed to be him. Severed arms, legs, hands, and a head were sewn to a torso.
His head and face was everything she had drawn. His lips, hair, eyes, and ears were all sewn and stapled on. The only thing missing was a nose. Then, the terror truly set in. I was the final puzzle piece to this Frankenstein's monster. Suddenly, I jolted as she began banging against the basement door.
Danny, please! I need him! I need him!
She cried as she gargled on blood and broken teeth. I continued running around the house, soon finding a doorless exit. As I ran out, I found myself in the middle of the woods. I could have been miles upon miles away, and I wouldn't even know it. Before she could find a way out of the basement, I began running for my life through the woods. I didn't know where I was going, but I hoped to find a road if I just kept running straight. I stumbled over the rocky terrain as I barely carried myself through the dizzying forest. Eventually, I stumbled out onto a road, my skin torn to ribbons from branches and rocks. My heart and lungs were ignited as I collapsed onto the pavement, my breaths slowing. My eyelids grew heavy as I spotted an approaching car in the distance.
Help me! Help me!
I mumbled. But in my head, my screams were as loud as sirens. As it got closer, they quickly halted to a stop and hopped out of the car.
Are you okay?
The man asked. My lips parted to speak, but nothing could come out. He quickly lifted me up and draped me across the back seats of the car. As I laid, I slipped into unconsciousness. Soon after, I woke up and found myself in a hospital. It didn't take long for the memories to rush back to me, but I stretched a weak smile as I realized I escaped. I won. I wasn't very injured, just malnourished and overexerted. So I was out within a day. The first thing I did was report to the police, and I told them everything about dating her, her obsession with my nose, the diary, Darren, the kidnapping, the house, and the body. After searching through the woods, they found everything. She escaped through the woods, but only made it far enough to a sleazy motel. After her arrest, she practically spilled her guts and was tied to over a dozen murders where she decapitated guys' limbs, sliced off facial features, and harvested organs. Analysis of her diary revealed her plans to attempt to bring Darren to life using black magic. After further investigation, the one major tie between the victims was that they had all spoken to her on dating apps, but she was under different aliases. Testifying in court broke me. She couldn't look me in the eye, but I couldn't either. I still couldn't believe that this was really her, that she'd do this to me. When I was finally able to have a day at home without police questioning and court testimonies, I invited my friend over to keep me company.
Jesus Christ, Danny, that's fucking insane. I'm so sorry. At least it's a story to tell,
I chuckled weakly.
So, any life or death epiphanies come to you?
He attempted to lighten the mood.
I think I'm gonna get a nose job.
Hey guys, thanks for listening. I want to give you all a quick heads up regarding some upcoming political ads you may start hearing leading up to this year's presidential election. These ads do not represent my own political viewpoint. So if you hear a political ad play on the podcast and it's not in my own voice, then it has absolutely nothing to do with me personally as a podcaster. Thank you again for being a dedicated listener of mine, and I can't wait to have another amazing year with you guys. I'll see you in the next episode.